Today we are looking at technology and focusing more on book reading as well. Now it's called In Your Pocket and we're going to learn a bit more about the device, which packs a lot into such a little piece of kit. We've got Louise with us. Thank you very much for joining us, Louise.
Hi Alan, thanks for having me on. Yeah, so I'm Louise, I lead the UK team here at Real Sam, and yeah, we just wanted to come on and give a quick update of some of the new features that we're bringing on to In Your Pocket in the next month or so. It's a easy to use smartphone that is fully voice operated, and it was developed in partnership with the RNIB and O2. So it's been completely designed with people with sight loss in mind. So everything can be operated fully by voice. So you can just press a button and give an instruction, and you can make calls, send texts. You can access the RNIB library for audiobooks, magazines and newspapers. There's thousands of podcasts on there as well. And other useful features, like you can set reminders, you can get navigation assistance, and there's actually a personal assistance in there as well. So you can program emergency contacts. And actually this week as well, we've extended our returns policy for people who want to try In Your Pocket. So previously it was 14 days. We've now increased that to 60, which means that anyone who does decide to try it, they can actually get 2 months of support from our team, which we think is going to be really helpful, because often with new technology, it does take a little bit of time to get to grips with it. And we offer unlimited support, so you can call up to our team who are based in Peterborough and ask them for anything really, how to program a contact, how to find a book that you're interested in, ask for recommendations and tips of how they could do things differently. So yeah, that's something we've just launched this week, which is good news for new customers.
Now we have Margaret with us. And Margaret, you've been using In Your Pocket for several years now. What kind of difference has it made to you? What are the popular things on it that you would use?
Well, I love the books feature. There are 5 different libraries, which gives you access to literally thousands of book titles. One of the things I love about it, I'm not a great techie person and I struggle with, you know, touch screens and fiddling about with a small phone, especially when I'm out and about. I mean, another of my favourite features is the help that you can get when you're out and about. But yeah, books is a big thing. I love reading. When I get the opportunity, it's nice to dip into a book and try different books. And what I can do with them now, which I couldn't until very recently, is to use the bookshelf feature. And there's now a lovely search facility where you can find out about subjects. Even if you don't know the correct title for a book, you can find out what books are available with that kind of subject. So just to sort of have a little demonstrate of that, I can say, find books about sport, and about tennis, and about Andy Murray.
Listing books about sport and about tennis and about Andy Murray in the RNIB source. Initial 5 of 100s. 1. Knowing the Score by Judy Murray. 2. Edward Yin's The Play by Brian Dobbs. 3. 77 by Andy Murray. 4. A Mixed Double by Henry Wilfred Austin.
Okay, so there's a nice sort of choice there. Number 1.
You selected Knowing the Score. Say, play, or go back, or add to my bookshelf.
Add.
Knowing the Score added to your bookshelf. Say, play, or go back.
Play.
Reading Knowing the Score, starting from where you left, section 3. Please wait.
Chance to have a first racket of my own. I was at home, half-heartedly playing.
So that's how you can get to books, just by doing a search without actually knowing the exact title of what you want. So it's now on my bookshelf. And so maybe in a few days' time, if I want to come back to that, I can say bookshelf.
Select a book from your bookshelf. 1. Knowing the Score. 2. The Blind Man of Hoy. 3. The Mirror and the Light. Part 1. Say a number of words from the options.
Knowing the Score.
Reading Knowing the Score, starting from where you left, section 3. Please wait.
Garden with my brothers, when my dad came home with 2 rackets to choose from.
Okay, so there we go. We go straight into it. And for those of you that are listening, every time you hear that sort of bleep, that's when I'm pressing the button so that I can speak to the device. So it's very, very easy to use. And as I say, there's literally thousands of books to choose from. Now, one of the things that our Pocket members have been asking about is deleting book titles. At the moment, all the books that you dip into are listed in what they call recent books. So I can say recent books.
Listing recent books. Initial 5 of 27. 1. Knowing the Score. 2. The Blind Man of Hoi. 3. Meadowland, The Private Life of an English Field. 4. The Mirror and the Light. Part 1. 5. The Stress Solution. Say a number.
Okay, so your recent books lists all the books that you've dipped into. But once you've got a book on your bookshelf, you can keep it to read as and when you want, obviously. But you can also delete it from that bookshelf. So it's just like having a book in your hand and, you know, getting rid of it when you finish with it. So I can go into my bookshelf. Bookshelf.
Listing your books. 1. Knowing the Score. 2.
Delete number 1.
Do you want to delete Knowing the Score from your bookshelf? Say yes. No.
Yes.
Okay. Remove Knowing the Score from your list of bookshelf.
So it's the titles are actually gone. So you're not cluttering up your list of books with a lot of books that you might not necessarily want to read, or maybe you've read them and perhaps you've dipped into them and perhaps they're not the right kind of thing for you. So it gives you a lot more versatility as to how you read and how you manage your books. Yes, it's terrific.
Margaret, you're one of the people that I envy because you can read lots of books at the same time. I'm afraid I'm a one book. I've got to read it from cover to cover, first of all. Louise, hugely versatile and a great addition, especially with, you know, summer coming up and we may want different books to carry around with us in our pocket. If people would like to learn more about the device, you know, how to get it, some more about the features as well, what's the best way to do that?
You can call our customer service team. They're on 01733 514612, and they're available Monday to Friday between 9 and 5:30 to answer any questions that anyone might have. Or you can jump on our website, which is realsam.co.uk. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter as well. So there's lots of different ways to get in touch. And if you did want to, you can also buy directly through our website. So that's also an option once you've had a chance to look around and find out more.
As I said, a great addition if you are a real bookworm. For the moment, though, to Louise and Margaret, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.